нехи в школі вчили усім допомагати. Я їду в Югославію голодних рятувати. Везу їм ковбаси і сиру, трошка масла, чотири банки шпротів, жеманця їх припасла. Їду, 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 ой, ду-ду-ду-ду-ду. Їду, їду, їду в Югославію. Їду, 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 ой, ду-ду-ду-ду-ду. Їду, їду, їду в Югославію. За тую ковбасу комп'ютер привезу, чотири банки шпротів міняю на Тойоту. Лишилось масло й сир, віддам, най буде мир. Не жаль мені провізії, священна моя місія. Їду, 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 ой, ду-ду-ду-ду-ду. Їду, їду, їду в Югославію. Їду, 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 ой, ду-ду-ду-ду-ду. Їду, їду, їду в Югославію. Наступнім році їду з візитом до Парижу. Везу їм мармуляду, чотири міхи рижу. Мене чекає Австрія, Япончі, Уругвай. Бо я совєтський гражданин, всі просять, приїжджай. Їду, 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 ой, ду-ду-ду-ду-ду. Їду, 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 Югославію. Їду, 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 ой, ду-ду-ду-ду-ду. Їду, 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 Югославію. Їду, 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 ой, ду-ду-ду-ду-ду. Їду, 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 Югославію.
And Levko Durko opening our program today with a song called Jidu Jugoslaviju, and that's obviously a throwback to an earlier era since there is no more Yugoslavia, and probably there is no Levko Durko either. That's, I think it's a made-up name. What do you think? Durko is sort of means a crazy guy, and Levko, well, could be Leo, could be Lion, I don't know. Chances are it's a pseudonym. And anyway, it's a great song. Jidu Jugoslaviju with Levko Durko. Добрий день, шановні радіослухачі, та вітаю вас всіх на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. З вами Павліна Макворі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio. I'm your host, Paulette Demchik-Macquarie, по-українське Павліна. And I am so glad you've decided to join me, whether it's on AM, FM, or shortwave radio, on your mobile phone, streaming, time-shifting via podcast, however you found us. A very, very warm welcome to you, Vitayu. We've got a great program lined up for you. We've got news from Ukraine for you, courtesy Ukraine Today News Service, and some of the latest stories coming from there. As well, we've got Ukrainian Jewish heritage and a look at a community called Kamianets Podilsk that has a very, very deep historical roots in Ukraine. As well, we've got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is another throwback to the Soviet era, and this is by a group called Briteha Dukine, that means Vipers Brothers, and this is a very prolific group, very popular, and they did some very, very cutting stuff. If you knew the language, if you knew the history, you would really, really get the cuts. You would feel the cuts. But if you don't, you can still enjoy the sounds of the music. They are extremely well-trained musicians and great showmen. But Briteha Dukine, here they are now with a song called Hey Zabava SSSR, and that means more or less, hey, let's party, Soviet Union style.
Через ліс летіла зозуля. Піду я на гітпок і проголосую. Хей, забава, рок-н-рол до рада. Хей, гуляй, веселись, що керсмюсер не жури. Добре попрацюєм, нове ми збудуєм. Нашим рідним серед-серу. Раз, два, три, гуляра! Шла корова по дорозі, а за не телетко. Виконали дострокову левки п'ятилетку. Їхав вуйко на ровери, куйко ще
the golden anniversary of Ukrainian culture in the Parkland. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, Dauphin, Manitoba, July 31st to August 2nd. Celebrate 50 incredible years of Ukrainian culture with music and dance groups from all across Canada and Ukraine. If you haven't been to the festival in years, consider this your invitation. Get your weekend passes, day passes, and camping passes by phone at 1-877-474-2683 or online at cnuf.ca.
From Lviv, Ukraine, that was Lubistok from their CD of traditional Ukrainian folk songs put out on the Air Mail music label. That was Vzhe Sonce Nezenko, Sunset. Up next, a Ukrainian remake of a Metallica hit. It is performed on bandura and accordion. It is called Nothing Else Matters.
Thank you.
Вислухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. Now the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
Ukrainian military spokesmen have said Russian-backed militants attacked Ukrainian army positions and civilian areas in eastern Ukraine 40 times from Sunday evening to midnight, using banned weapons 13 times. Using 122-millimeter artillery systems, 120-millimeter mortar and tanks, the militants were active after dark. They fired mortars on Ukrainian positions near the villages of Kamianka, Opitna, and Pisky, near the Donetsk International Airport. They also fired artillery systems on Ukrainian army positions near villages along the border of the combat zone. Russian-backed militants also fired mortars and small arms on Ukrainian forces near the towns of Avdiivka and Zolote, as well as on the villages of Lozave and Stanitsa Luganska. No Ukrainian soldiers were reported killed.
A video has been released showing members of Ukrainian Volunteer Battalion Dnipro 1 in heavy gun battles with Russian-backed militants near the village of Pisky in the eastern Donetsk region. One of the fighters who had been lightly injured described the prolonged gunfight, saying, "There has been permanent fighting throughout the whole day. They pushed forward. They probably just wanted to come to our party." On Wednesday, Ukraine reported that 8 government soldiers had been killed in some of the strongest attacks seen by Russian-backed militants since the signing of a February Minsk ceasefire. Since Russia began its invasion of Ukraine in spring 2014, more than 6,500 people have been killed.
Russia's 32nd so-called humanitarian convoy has arrived in Ukraine. Moscow claims the trucks are carrying aid for people in Ukraine's Donbas region. But the 100-plus vehicles are believed to be merely military trucks painted white. Russia sends its military convoys into Ukraine without permission from the Ukrainian government. It has previously said that Ukrainian border guards were only permitted to carry out visual inspections from behind a fence. Ukraine claims the convoys carry supplies for the Russian-backed militants and regular Russian forces that have seized swathes of territory in the eastern regions of Donetsk and Luhansk, where Ukraine has lost control of a section of its border with Russia of more than 400 kilometers. Russia's convoys never cross into Ukraine via Ukrainian-controlled checkpoints and only ever visit the parts of Ukraine and Russian forces have control. Ukraine says the convoys are also used to transport back to Russia the bodies of Russian troops, volunteers and mercenaries killed in fighting in Ukraine, as well as equipment taken from Ukrainian industry in the region. The Ukrainian military also says the arrivals of the aid convoys coincide with upsurges in attacks on Ukrainian positions along the front line in the following days.
Australia, Belgium, Malaysia, the Netherlands and Ukraine are urging the United Nations Security Council to establish an international tribunal to prosecute those responsible for downing Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine nearly 1 year ago. But Moscow is still refusing to countenance the proposal. Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was shot down in eastern Ukraine on July 17, 2014, with 298 passengers on board, two-thirds of them Dutch. It crashed in Ukrainian territory held by Russian-backed militants. As that anniversary approaches, the Malaysian government has asked the United Nations Security Council to set up the International Tribunal to prosecute those suspected of downing the passenger airliner last year. On July 21, 2014, the Security Council unanimously adopted a resolution that demanded that those responsible be held to account and that all states cooperate fully with efforts to establish accountability. But Russia has so far blocked the calls for the establishment of the tribunal to try those responsible. Ukraine and the West suspect that either regular Russian forces or pro-Russian militants downed MH17, perhaps accidentally, with a Russian-made surface-to-air Buk missile. Initially, Russia claimed a Ukrainian fighter jet had hit the plane, but Ukraine's air force had been completely grounded days before MH17 was downed after a Buk anti-aircraft missile hit a Ukrainian military transport plane, killing all 49 soldiers on board. Russia recently changed its story, with the country's Buk manufacturer admitting it was a Russian-made missile that downed MH17, but asserted it was fired by the Ukrainian army. It is unclear from Russia's investigators what would have prompted Ukraine to shoot down a civilian airliner, as Russia and its proxy army had not deployed an air force to East Ukraine. Independent investigators such as journalistic group Bellingcat have debunked Russia's far-fetched conspiracy theories by using publicly available satellite data to prove Moscow doctored satellite imagery and uses fabricated evidence to blame Ukraine.
Imprisoned Ukrainian fighter pilot Nadiya Savchenko is asking for the leaders of international organizations, including the United Nations, Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, and European Parliament, to intercede on her behalf with Russian officials, who recently announced plans to put her on trial for killing two Russian journalists last year. Savchenko, who fought against Russian-backed militants in Lugansk region for the Volunteer Idar Battalion, denies the charges. According to her Russian lawyer, Mark Fagan, Savchenko is afraid that her sister and mother will be in danger. In her letter, Savchenko asks Ban Ki-moon, Ann Brasser, and Martin Schulz to apply to the Russian side to hold the trial in Russia's capital, Moscow.
British Prime Minister David Cameron met with his Ukrainian counterpart Arseniy Yatsenyuk on Wednesday, where Yatsenyuk thanked Britain for its support against Russia's war in Ukraine. The pair met at the Prime Minister's residence at 10 Downing Street.
Britain strongly supports Ukraine and Ukraine's right to exist in peace with its neighbours. We think that Ukraine and the people of Ukraine should be able to choose their own future. We're helping in all the ways that we can. We've been one of the leading voices for the sanctions against Russia because of the Russian-backed aggression against Ukraine, and we'll continue to stand up for that.
Yatsenyuk praised Britain for the support it has offered his country.
First of all, let me thank you personally and your government and British people for your strong support of Ukrainian people. We feel that you stand by the Ukrainian people in our fight against the Russian-led aggression. You are one of the flagship of supporting to the Ukrainian people, and we believe that together we can build a success story.
The meeting in London came as Ukraine reported some of the strongest attacks by Russian forces since the signing of the second Minsk peace deal in February, with 8 government soldiers killed in the last 24 hours. At least 6,500 people have died since Russia annexed Crimea and invaded East Ukraine last April.
Ukraine's parliament has voted to send draft amendments to the Ukrainian constitution regarding decentralization to the constitutional court, which will decide if the changes are in line with Ukraine's fundamental law. A bill on amendments was supported by 288 deputies registered in the session hall. Prior to the voting, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko presented the draft amendments to the parliament and called on lawmakers to support them. Poroshenko said it is the first time in the history of Ukraine when the head of state and the Ukrainian government have voluntarily conceded a huge amount of their authority.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup. For more breaking stories on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog at uatoday.tv. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Без тебе всі дні у полоні печалі. Може, десь у лісах ти чарзілля шукала, сонце руту знайшла. Вода, то є чиста вода, то
почав займатися з 5 років. Ще включився на скрипці, потім на фортепіано. Коли я чув народну пісню, щось ми хвилювали.
Toronto, Ontario, that was Dunai with Cervona Ruta, the Red Rue, and that is their most recent release, part of their new album. It's a digital album, and they're releasing it one song at a time on social media, and we're having Alex Veshak with Dunai come on with every song onto our Nanaimo edition of Nash Holos and tell us the story behind the song. So this last song, Alex told us all about it on the March 11th edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. So do check out the podcast. You can find the link at www.nashholos.com. And now that is a song that was written back in the 1970s by Volodymyr Ivasyuk, and listeners to Nash Holos probably know the story very well, a very popular and beloved composer who was murdered by the KGB quite brutally for probably being a little bit subversive with his music, which was much beloved throughout Ukraine and between the lines told the story of Soviet oppression. He ended up being, his body was found in a park hanging from a tree, badly mutilated, bones broken, branches stuck in his wounds, and was deemed a suicide. His funeral attracted so many people that authorities were unable to stop it and probably marked the turning point of the demise of the Soviet Union. There were many other things that brought down the Soviet Union, amongst them a great sense of humor. Many jokes were made. Again, they were pretty biting. And a recent one, since things seem to be, some people anyways want to turn back the clock and bring back those wonderful times. There are jokes, Soviet era style jokes circulating. I wanted to share one with you. Vladimir Putin wanting to get on the good side of voters visits a school in Moscow to have a chat with the children. He tells them that Russia is a powerful nation and that he wants the best for his people. At the end of the talk, a little Alina raises her hand and says, "I have two questions. Why did the Russians take Crimea? And why are we sending troops to Ukraine?" "Good question," Putin responds, but at that moment, the bell rings and the kids go to lunch. When they return, there is time for more questions. Another girl, Tatiana, raises her hand and says, "I have 4 questions. My questions are, why did the Russians invade Crimea? Why are we sending troops to Ukraine? Why did the bell ring 20 minutes early? And where is Alina?"
My name is Hello, how are you? Is this seat taken, you may ask, of the traveler in third class? Ich bin ein Reisender, dritte Klasse. Mein Name ist Sholem Aleichem. Sanyete, frequent mir, dem Reisender, dritte Klasse. The thing I've seen and in between 11 months of the year on the road with you, my dear. Girls in white, men in black, dogs and cats, brass and tack, golden teeth, crooked
second track. I'm gonna take the train right back. My name is Hello, how are you? Is this seat taken? You may ask of the traveler in third class. Ich bin ein Reisender, dritte Klasse. Mein Name ist Schule, Malachim. Sandete, frag mit mir, dem Reisender dritte Klasse. Through fields of grain and snow and rain, 11 months of the year in the train across Ukraine. Girls in black, men in white, children yell, women fight, golden dreams, dimming light. Then I take the train all night. My name is Shole Malechem. Is this he taken? You may ask of the traveler in third class. Ich bin ein Reisender, dritte Klasse. Mein Name ist Hello, how are you? Sanja Def, frag mit mir, dem Reisender dritte Klasse. The things I've seen and in between 11 months of the year on the road with you, my dear. Through fields of grain and snow and rain, 11 months of the year in the train across Ukraine. In the train across Ukraine, in the train across Ukraine.
And a very popular klezmer group from New York City, that was Golem with Train Across Ukraine. Up next is a Montreal man who is very well known in the local community for the great music that he produces, still producing it in his 80s. Here he is with a recording of Taras Shevchenko poetry in song with the classic Zapovit, Volodymyr Mota.
Свою кровью волю окропи. мене, сім'ї великі, сім'ї вольні, нові. Не забудьте пом'янути незлим тихим словом. Не забудьте
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. And now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets, in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Potrakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Arts in Lviv, Ukraine. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. Kamenets was an ancient and important center of Jewish life. Now called Kamenets-Podilsky, today it is a city in western Ukraine, northeast of Chernivtsi. The first part of the city's dual name originates from Kamen, meaning stone. The second part relates to Podilia, of which it is considered to be the historical capital. Podilia is a historic region in Eastern Europe, located in the southern and western areas of modern-day Ukraine and northeast Moldova. According to archaeological evidence, it was inhabited as far back as the Neolithic period. The earliest mention of Kamenets appeared as a town of Kievan Rus state. In the 13th century, the Mongols destroyed Kamenets. A century later, it was annexed by the Polish king Kazimierz III and remained mostly under Polish rule until the Soviet era. The rest of Podilia was carved up over the centuries by surrounding empires, Habsburg, Ottoman, Russian. Kamenets was a bustling trade center, in which at times Jews made up 50% of the population. Kamenets is considered the cradle of Hasidic Judaism and was a center of the development of Jewish culture and politics. Jewish inhabitants were first noted in 1447. In 1598, the Polish king banned Jews from engaging in trade in Kamenets and banished Jews' residents to outlying villages. Over the next centuries, the Jewish community of Kamenets endured an uneasy relationship with authorities and locals alike. During the late half of the 19th century, many Jews emigrated from Kamenets to the United States, especially New York. 1917 ushered in a brief and chaotic era of Ukrainian independence. During this time, the Jews of Kamenets endured several pogroms. In 1919, a Jewish delegation appealed to President Simon Petlura to take firm measures against pogroms. Petlura agreed and also called for closer cooperation between Ukrainians and Jews for the good of the Ukrainian state and their mutual interests. A year later, Kamenets fell to the Soviets. Soon they closed down the synagogues, confiscated all religious items, and repressed religious expression. Then came World War II. The Nazis carried out the first act of the final solution near Kamenets-Podilsky. On August 27th and 28th, 1941, at a municipal depot On the outskirts of the city, they machine-gunned nearly 24,000 Jews. It is estimated that the Nazis murdered over 40,000 Jews in communist Podilsky, nearly wiping out the entire population. Today, only remnants of the Jewish presence remain. The restored facade of the Great Taylor's Synagogue, Remesnicha Synagoga, the Honchar, or Potter's Tower, houses and shops in which Jewish families lived and worked, the big Artisan Synagogue, the only synagogue of six that once proudly stood in the city's Jewish religious center. The abandoned old Jewish cemetery, the new Jewish cemetery, where many Jews were murdered by the Nazis. Monuments marking mass graves, including the one at the munitions depot. Today, the Jewish community of Kamenets Podilsky numbers about 500. Little is known of the historical significance of Kamenets Podilsky, especially with regards to Eastern European Jewry. During the Soviet era, the city was under strict military control and research was severely restricted. After Ukraine gained independence, a wealth of archival material was available to researchers, until a fire in 2003 destroyed most of it. A foundation has been established to preserve what remains. This is Renata Ganenets at the Faina Patryakova Scientific Center in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more, visit them at ukrainianjewishencounter.org and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. For transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, please visit the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com.
Протекла, мов кров з ножа, по степу тонка межа. Ліворуч битва, а справа бій. Чигає смерть у далі голубі. Ми йдемо, одна сім'я, 100 бійців, і з ними я. На 100 бійців один наказ. День за днем, хто знає де, був наказ, і сотня йде. Крізь вогонь і куль політ, крізь вугілля і крізь граніт. Ми йдемо, одна сім'я, 100 бійців, і з ними я. І день за днем, за разом раз, на 100 бійців один наказ. З рубежу і на рубіж, з роздоріж до роздоріж, і так далі. Є. Вчора був, сьогодні є, а завтра хто зна, що буде там, за батьківщину життя віддам. Завтра я, а потім ти, хто знає як, та треба йти новою зброєю. Один наказ.
Гей, там десь на чорній воді на коні козак молодий залишає він дівчину, залишає Україну. Гей, 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 соколи, обіймайте гори, ліси, доли. Ген, ген, звенить до тебе вільний жаль в чистім небі. Гей, 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 соколи, обіймайте гори, ліси, доли. Ген, ген, в чистім полі вільний жайвір задзвенить. Є дівчат багато знаю, та найкращі в моїм краю. Де зосталося серденько, де зостались батько й ненько. Гей, 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 соколи, обіймайте гори, ліси, доли. Ген, ген, звенить до тебе вільний жавір в чистім небі. Гей, 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 соколи, обіймайте гори, ліси, доли. Ген, ген, в чистім полі вільний жавір задзвенить. Залишаю я дівчину, залишаю Україну. Жаль, жаль, серце плаче, їх я більше не побачу. Гей, 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 соколи, обіймайте гори, ліси, доли. Ген, ген, звенить до тебе вільний жаїр в чистім небі. Гей, 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 соколи, обіймайте гори, ліси, доли. Ген, ген, в чистім полі вільний жаїр задзвенить.
Вина, вина, вина дайте, як загину поховайте, та й на рідній Україні прикохані, при дівчині.
Чистім небі, гей, 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 соколи, обіймайте гори, ліси, доли, ген, ген, чистім полі, вільний жайнів зацвенить.
And a popular group from Ukraine called Picardiska Tercia, and that was a song called Hey Sokole, actually a Polish folk song that has become a Ukrainian patriotic song and very popular and beloved. And before them you heard Yulia Donchenko and Ukraine's version of the popular American folk song, The Ballad of the Green Berets by Sergeant Barry Sadler, and that of course has been the Ukrainian remake following the steps of many other countries who have done the same. And that Ukrainian version is called Stobivtsi, which means 100 fighters, and that is in honor of the 100 who perished in the Maidan massacre of February 2014. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming online at chly.ca. Elsewhere in the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.noshholos.com, where you can get links to podcast feeds of all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter, and please like our Facebook page, and do check out our Nash Holos blog. That is nashholos.blogspot.com. And now, we have finished our наше програму, пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед закінченням я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Той матеріал, що не гниться, то зломиться. And our proverb of the week translates as, if whoever doesn't bend will break. Well, that about wraps it up for another edition of Nosh Holos here on the PCJ Radio Network. To take us home, we've got the Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg and the St. Andrews Polka. I'm Paulette Demchik-Macquarie, Pokrinska Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nosh Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.